Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. Homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking to? And I'll bet you are. I won't even suspect it. I will bet that you are that exceptional American. It's one person at a time, ladies and gentlemen. That is the formula for success. And those people out there in Ohio who listen to my radio show, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Had a wonderful conversation with Ohio last night. Support for New California is starting to garner national attention. Now I bet after January it's really going to garner it. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on and such positive. Well, can you imagine that Washington, D.C. has gotten something right and done something that's of major note and significance to all people? This tax cut bill that's before Christmas is a huge Christmas present. Brought to you by Donald J. Trump and those Republicans who stuck it out. Now, a lot of people have changed their minds about Donald Trump. Thank goodness. It seems that Mumbles and Junior have done just that. Now, I'm talking, of course, Mumbles being Mitch McConnell. And the junior, Paul Ryan, there's this rumor that he's not going to be back. He's not going to come back for the 2018 election. There is a rumor. I cannot verify it. People around him, this is the rumor that this is those friends of his, you know, when they start doing the rumor thing, maybe they're floating something. See, Ryan is the kind of guy who's got to be stroked every once in a while. Now, what I mean by that, he's got to be preened by his supporters. You know, just, oh, Paul, it's going to be fine. Yes, you can do it, Paul. You can be the speaker. Yes, Paul, go ahead. Go forth, son. I mean, that's the kind of guy. That's Paul Ryan. He does Zumba every day, which I should do Zumba. Okay. Enough of that thought. No, just kidding. Just kidding. No, I can appreciate a guy who does Zumba or something like that every day. An intense workout. That's why he's so svelte. Paul Ryan. Anyway, isn't there some sort of poster of Paul Ryan with a shorts on? That's it? And you just see the body of Paul Ryan? Well, and the head attached. I guess. I don't. I thought there was something. I could be wrong. I'm sure one of my listeners is about to email me. I bet it will be a female listener who gives me that information. Jim, back off. Okay, so anyway, we're having too much fun here. But, you know, you have to feel a little bit giddy. Now, one of the big things that we're really giddy on about is that Nikki Haley has just gone after the UN, excoriated the UN. And here's what it's going to come down to with Nikki Haley and the UN and Donald J. Trump. We pay the most amount of money to the UN. Do you think that might be a negotiating chip, if you will, for Donald Trump? Okay, you're right. It is. You give him anything to negotiate with, and he'll negotiate you right out of existence. Oh, what am I saying? Well, what I'm saying is this. I'm saying that they're going to do it our way, or they're not going to get paid. And all the influence from all these countries, you know, that they come begging for the United States to help them and things like that under different things, or ask them on the side, can we get a little bit more money from you for different things? Those days could be over for those countries if they vote against us. I mean, gosh, it is so flagrant what Nikki is doing. I am shocked and appalled that someone else didn't do this before. Get the UN in line. Maybe next we'll get rid of the UN. What a concept, what a notion. That would go a long ways to getting rid of this scurrilous plan known as Agenda 21 and sustainability. It will all crumble. In fact, it is crumbling right now as we speak. And I want to put a shout out to so many of you that have just taken the reins. I had some conversations yesterday. Now, I'm patient. I'm very, very patient, and I'm a good listener. I did not lose any of my patience on multiple phone calls yesterday from multiple listeners and people just wanting to know how to get started. They're ready. They're revved up. They want to go. They've got their orders internally. You go, girl. That's one of the things I said. They want to know the tools that they need. And so we did a little coaching on what the tools that you'll need to become a citizen journalist. And they needed to have reassurance as to, well, can I do this? What gives me this is what I commonly get. If I want to be a journalist, what gives me the right? Jeez, you know. Well, we got to start reading, folks. We got to start reading. So oftentimes my suggestion is, you want to do something, read the Constitution, Independence, and Declaration, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Let's start there. Use that pocket constitution that you see with the Bundys. By the way, the Bundys, we haven't heard of the trial or anything yet. I will check in the break, though, what's going on, if John Lamb has something out there. I will check to find out what is going on. But that's where you start. You have to start with, you know, your marching orders, and that's it. Right there in the Constitution is your marching orders. Your marching orders are ready to go, and they're good to be gone. Read that Constitution, understand it, study it, and you will, of course, get it. Your First Amendment right guarantees you freedom of the press. So that's part of the premise. So a lot of people out there searching and realizing, hey, I can do something. I was looking at some of the YouTubes that are now producing out there, which is really interesting because people are really timid and shy around the cameras, and they don't know the sound, and they don't know how to adjust microphones and stuff. It's really kind of cute. And listen, you can come back to those guys in another month if they stay with it. This is the other part. Working with some radio guys now that want to be radio guys, they're really intense. They're really intense. But they don't understand a few things, and this is why I say to all of you, you will learn new skills. You will garner the ability to communicate and understand how to communicate by way of radio and video and all that good stuff. You have to stay with it. Consistency matters in this business. A lot of people learn it, say, well, it's not for me, and that's fine, and they go on to other things. Then they come back and go, well, I should stay with it. Yeah, you probably should. If you're committed to change this country. That's my point. You have to be committed to change this country. That is a big point. And if you're not committed to change this country, then, well, you could be a DJ. Go out and get your sound equipment and do parties and, you know, things like that. Get in the business of that sort of thing. Get your name out there. That's if you want to. But I'm just saying, you have to be sticking with this thing. You can't just be, you know, a one-time star. And by the way, it's not all going to come to you. I mean, if you want to be rich, do something else, too. That's the other part of it. Now, sometimes you get lucky. You know, you get sponsors but the times in which you're growing and developing as a personality on radio or if you're a personality on YouTube to get effectively your message across will take time. But here's the point, the big point behind all this. You start it, you grow it, and you make your points, no matter how raw and ugly it is, because people want to hear the truth and the truth from you. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, MyPillow. Boy, I'll tell you what, I love MyPillow. I love both of them, actually. You know, it's wonderful to... The best service in town, I think, for getting your product has to be the MyPillow people. And to work with them on a professional basis is absolutely wonderful. They treat you so well, and they're so positive. They have just a corporate attitude there that is exceptional as far as I'm concerned. So I sleep every night very comfortably on MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and the code word is AGENDA. 800-266-4715, code word is AGENDA. Anyway, we'll be talking more about that later. You want to get a good night's sleep? MyPillow, 800-266-4715, AGENDA, the code word. Okay, Death Wish. This is interesting. We were talking, it just so happens, this just popped up, actually. Now, I don't know if there's some sort of psychic connection going on or something like that, because at the end of the last hour, Scott Adams and myself, we were indulging in ripping on Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes. And, of course, in the first hour, I had Ben Rhodes, I featured in my one of my monologues, I featured Ben and David Rhodes together, harmonizing, well, not criminal behavior, but, you know, cover-ups, if you will, for... then Barack Hussein Obama, the ex-radicalized Muslim Brotherhood terrorist-in-chief, the first radicalized Muslim as president. Ben Rhodes, listen to this, top Obama, this is the headlines, this is just, we did not do this, we did not know this at the time when we were talking about him in the last 2 hours. Top Obama advisor under fire for tweet about Ryan McConnell and Pence obits. Obits. What are obits? Obituaries? Says here that the advisor, this is what it reads, is they have a picture. They're sitting around the desk in the White House. Trump is seated. You got Paul Ryan. He's got a thumbs up. You got Mitch McConnell, mumbles, thumbs up. And then you've got Pence, thumbs up. They're all sitting there, big smiles, because they just passed the tax bill. And so he writes this, says, this is apparently... a tweet that was tweeted out to his friend Dan Pfeiffer. That's P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R, Pfeiffer. Remember him from the Obama days? This is on Wednesday night. It's supposed to be a joke. This is what he wrote. It says, "I hope this is the picture they use on the front page of the Times on the day Trump is indicted." Sorry, Ben, not going to happen. Anyway, so then it goes on, and alongside the obits for Ryan, McConnell, and Pence. I think that means obituaries. That's the only thing I can understand. This is an interesting article. and remember now, Ben Rhodes, he's the brother... I think he is the baby brother to David Rhodes. David Rhodes being the brother who is in charge of CBS News. And CBS, overall, he's the president of CBS. How does that happen? Well, it's called cronyism of sorts. It's not even of sorts. So this is an interesting... Judson Berger wrote this article. Says Obama advisor Ben Rhodes woke up Thursday to a wave of social media condemnation after a wee hours tweet joking about the obits for top Republican leaders. The tweet was in reference to a photo posted on Trump's Instagram account showing him, Vice President Pence, House Speaker Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, mumbles, as we know him affectionately, smiling and giving a goofy thumbs up in the Oval Office, apparently celebrating the passage of the tax reform bill. Pfeiffer, another old-time Obamaite, an Obamaphile, you know, kind of like pedophile. I shouldn't say that. Why not? Says Pfeiffer, another top of Obama advisor, prompted the response from Rhodes after he tweeted of the pic, "I hope this is the photo they use in the front page of the Times on the day Trump is indicted." All right. And it says, what else it says? Oh, 7 minutes later came the Rhodes repartee. And alongside the obits of Ryan McConnell and Pence, perhaps Rhodes, a vocal critic of the Trump administration, meant their political obituaries in a common phrase in Washington when referring to the hoped-for professional demise of one's ideological foes. I like the way he wrote that. In other words, they're enemies. All right, settle down. They're enemies, and you know, that's why they want their demise. Get it? It says, but the tweet landed with a thud. Boom. Oh, and it says, Ashley Strong, Ryan's press secretary, fired back. Really, obits? Irresponsible and dangerous. Tweet. Hope you see fit to delete this, she wrote. Ashley Strong, really? Obits? There it is. So that's a tweet coming back at you. Rhodes was a top foreign policy advisor under then-President Barack Hussein Obama and was often said to have achieved a mind meld with the former president. That's a bad notion. It shows you how really bad things were when they have a mind meld with the former president. That means, like, could there be more? Anyway, his tweet regarding the photo touched off a characteristically coarse, at times vile thread of social media responses for all involved. While Rhodes was mocked for his tweet, Strong was also attacked for hers. One user openly wished Ryan dies, while another wished for an excruciating, torturous death in public so we can all watch and cheer. Strong responded, and if you have any doubts about the rhetoric like B.R. Rhodes inspires, just look at the responses here. And, of course, there's a bunch of responses. So, there you go, wishing the death of people. That's just sort of the way it rolls, doesn't it, with Washington and people like Ben Rhodes. But, see, Ben Rhodes entered the fray, and we just were talking about him. We didn't know this about this little Benny boy. But what's he going to tweet later? Ben is, he seems to be an interesting character. And it's very, very clear that he was the plant, or, you know, he was the plant for CBS, or vice versa. Dave is the plant for the White House and the agenda to go forth from there. And that's what that cover-up was about with the Benghazi incident. So you get this sort of thing going on. Ben Rhodes, really, these guys, these Obama people, you know, this is desperation. Normally what happens in, you know, administrations, they just go away. People just, they've given their time to service to the country, and now it's somebody else's turn, and they've done their duty, goodbye. And that's it. The people have spoken. See, the people wanted to change ideologically. I mean, just take it that way. See, this is why I'm so offended. It's we the people. We the people that is the problem for these guys. We have spoken. We voted Donald Trump in. And we played fair and square. They did not, by the way. You know, they forgot about the Electoral College, apparently. They didn't take that calculus into effect. So what we have here is a situation where Ben Rhodes has got sour grapes. And he's in our face as the citizens who elected Trump. That's my point. Most people, when they go through the administration, they step out, they understand that. The people have spoken. It's not their person. It's somebody else. Now it's their turn. You let the people, the will of the people, take charge, Mr. Rhodes, not you. And to have such terrible thoughts and exchanges just only says one thing. You're trying to overthrow the president. Now, that's another interesting question, isn't it? Where is President Obama? I just have to ask the question. We haven't heard hide nor hair from him. Maybe he's in Tahiti or someplace like that. I don't know. Or maybe he's at Camp David. I wonder what he'd be doing there. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Meeting just minutes from now to discuss President Trump's controversial decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The president in recent days warning other nations that a vote against the U.S. will have consequences.
For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us.
Rick Leventhal on this assignment, joining us now from the United Nations. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Laura. The president, in essence, threatening to put a lump of coal in the stockings of nations that choose to vote against the U.S. plan to name Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And that could total billions of dollars in aid. At least 29 speakers have now signed up for their 5 minutes to weigh in on the resolution proposed by Turkey and Yemen that calls upon all states to refrain from putting embassies in Jerusalem and recognizing it as Israel's capital, as the president announced he would. This same resolution was vetoed by the U.S. in the Security Council on Monday after the other 14 member nations supported it. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, fired a warning shot on Twitter saying, at the U.N., we're always asked to do more and give more, so when we make a decision at the will of the American people about where to locate our embassy, we don't expect those we have helped to target us. On Thursday, there will be a vote criticizing our choice. the U.S. will be taking names. And yesterday, President Trump made his position crystal clear.
People are tired of the United States. People that live here are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer.
The emergency special session begins at 10 a.m. The U.S. plans to speak after the vote, which could come sometime this afternoon, and fireworks are expected here.
Well, well, well. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, the name of the show should tell you everything about how I feel, right? United Nations Agenda 21, smart growth. All the things that go along with that, right? Ladies and gentlemen, what we are witnessing is a president who is a no-nonsense, take-charge guy, which is, God, don't you love it? Don't you just, I mean, of course, let's put the UN thing aside for a second. This guy's got leadership skills, right? I mean, this guy's got really, and we all know that. He is so far ahead of the curve. And your curve, my curve, everybody's curve. He's just doing what he should be doing as president. And now, he's going to have a lot more of the American people behind him. And why is that? Well, he bought them out with a tax cut. Now, that's not a negative thing. That is not. He's just being a businessman. He says, how am I going to do business? I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to help people. We're going to give them money that they deserve that the government does not deserve because it squanders it on things like the United Nations. If we save the billions of dollars that we are putting into the United Nations, which is a bad investment, if we save that and, well, put it off to other things, guess what? We will benefit. America will be greater again sooner. So this is a deal that just makes sense to me. And I would say get out of the UN. I'd say just go. Put the property up for sale. Do something different. Why not? It has no useful purpose. I mean, it really doesn't. I know it's got millions and billions of dollars they invest, but that money, where does it go? I mean, listen, I got a guy, a sometimes reporter, who reports to me. He's a former employee of someone really big at the, and I won't say who, but upper echelon of the group. Now, this is important because he knows everything about everybody and anything going on. So we've talked. We've had several numerous, and he's always delighted to hear from me. He's an interesting fellow. He has an interesting background. But he has now turned against the UN because he sees it as a completely corrupt body. His biggest concern is how much cocaine goes into that building every single day. Yeah, I mean, the reality check is the laws are such that they have diplomatic immunity, everybody there. And so you can't even write them a traffic ticket. They just do what they want to do. They can go in, they can steal stuff, they can do, and of course they can do drugs. And they bring the drugs in. They bring them in the United Nations because they need the drugs, right? Those happy little faces have to be, well, buzzed every day to be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Get it? So they bring in mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains of cocaine and methamphetamine and marijuana. All that just is how they roll, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just that. The payoffs, the bribes, the kickbacks, all that stuff. That it's a corrupt place, period, end of subject. We saw that in the last 8 years for sure, but we've seen it year in and year out. It needs to close. And then this preposterous plan to dominate and rule the world. Look who's engaged with this plan, the United Nations plan for the 21st century. Look who is engaged with this now. You have the Pope. The Pope, by way of his encyclical, is part of it. You know, you have countries all around the world. And what do they really want, these countries? And when you take a look at what the United Nations Agenda Plan 21 plan is, and now the 2030 agenda, when you take a look at it, it's all about destroying the United States of America and destroying borders and creating one world. George Bush, anyone? The beginning of this show, talking about the one world order, his great speech. Right. talking about how we should give up basically to everything to the United States, to the United Nations, and we will. Remember that famous comment. This is the time in which we should strike and destroy the United Nations by defunding them, period, end of subject. In those nations that are turned against us, and they are doing that because they can, you have a nation with 500,000 people, that's a nation, right? And they vote against the United States. Now, that's just really smart, isn't it? I mean, especially now with this environment, the way the Trumps are going to take it, the Trump administration anyway, not a good idea. So my point is that I think it needs to go. I've always said it needs to go. This plan, the stupid plan, we need to get out of, do everything we can to get rid of the President's Council on Sustainability. Anything to deal with sustainability, you got to go. It's got to go. Treaties have got to go. They have got to go that are anything related to sustainability. That sustainability, we have to tear it apart. That booklet, that big, thick book with the Agenda 20, it's sitting right in the counter behind me, actually. That needs to go. Anything in that needs to, any references. So at the local level, those of you that are engaging in regionalism and getting all of your big, fat paychecks, by the way, and big, fat benefits that go into your benefits accounts, and bankrupting everybody because you have multiple retirement systems all brought to you by this United Nations Agenda 21 plan. You guys know who I'm talking about, especially you guys at the local level, you local government people. You know you're fleecing the public by way of this plan so that we can have bike lanes, right? Traffic calming, have fewer cars driving the streets, traffic calm. Silliness, ladies and gentlemen. So, well, some people get rich by that. It's all designed to control you, the American public. Now, don't you just love it when you're being controlled? How's that feel out for you out there in California? Don't you just love all those right? I get people who call me in the New California movement that are crying. They cry because they're hurting so bad about what's going on in California. This is the first step out here. This is the soft point of the totalitarian mindset settling in with Californians. There is a hope now for them, and that's New California. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Praising President Trump for his leadership after passing that tax cut plan, not yet signed into law, but has been passed through Congress. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders with me now, and good morning to you and Merry Christmas to you, I guess. In a significant way, and thank you for your time today. I've got a lot of questions here. Let's see how much we get done here. Okay. Good morning,
great.
Sarah.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Was there a different feeling when you showed up at work this morning?
Look, we've been working hard every single day since the president took office. Yesterday was a huge and historic day, a great day for the administration, but an even better day for America. There's a great sense of accomplishment as we're getting near the end of this year. ISIS is on the run. Historic tax cuts have just been passed through Congress and will be on the president's desk soon. We're very excited about all of the things that have happened this year. The economy is booming. The stock market has seen all-time highs. I think everybody in America is going to have a great time celebrating Christmas after this first year under President Trump.
I heard you run off that list 2 days ago at the White House, and I want to get to that again in a moment here. But first, Chuck Schumer. Not a single Democrat in the House or the Senate voted for this tax plan. Here is how Chuck Schumer described it. In his words yesterday,
the president does very well under this bill. Most of his cabinet does very well under this bill. Large percentage of his contributors do very well under this bill. Yes, the president is part of the top 1%, and the bill is aimed to help the top 1%. So the president's part and parcel to the problem.
Well, you know what he's implying there? Is the president benefiting from this tax plan?
Look, what's more important here is that Americans are benefiting, especially middle class Americans. Hardworking Americans are going to see a lot more of their paycheck, and they're going to start seeing that right away in February.
But that wasn't the point he was making, just to be very specific about it.
Look, the bottom line is a lot of people are going to do really well under this. The president's an American. This was a tax plan that was meant to benefit all Americans. The biggest priority was placed on middle class Americans. It does exactly that. We are going to see a huge boost. You saw company after company after company yesterday come out and immediately start giving bonuses to their workers all across this country. Even MSNBC reporters are getting a bonus this tax cut has happened as a result of that. If that doesn't help them see the light, nothing will. Look, a lot more people are going to have more money in their pocket because of this tax plan, and that's a great thing. And I think the bigger question is, Chuck, why weren't you supporting this plan? You're going to have to answer to the millions of Americans who are going to do a lot better and are doing a lot better under this president, why you weren't part of the process, why you wanted to vote against something that helps Americans. That's the question I think we should be asking, is why Democrats weren't lining up and voting and trying to get on board with this plan and be part of it instead of fighting against it.
That tax plan is one story here. The other story is what Mark Warner is calling for, the Democratic senator from Virginia. He's suggesting, even though the president said repeatedly that he will not fire Bob Mueller, that he still wonders if that will happen. And the example he states is that James Comey, it was said that he would not get rid of the FBI director, and eventually he was fired last May. Rand Paul is presenting an entirely different argument on this. He was with us last hour and made the following statement about the intelligence community during the election, a strong charge he delivered when he said this.
Well, we've had this investigation about Russian collusion. Maybe we need an investigation about high-ranking Obama officials colluding to try to prevent Trump from being president. That's more serious than even Watergate.
Does the president agree with that statement?
Look, I think it's something that certainly should be looked at. I want to be very clear and make sure that I address Senator Warner's concern for the 1,000th time. We have no intention.
Well, you know, this is quite the little thing playing out, isn't it? It's playing right out in front of your faces. There's Rand Paul demanding answers about what is going on about, well, something worse than Watergate. And seriously, this is the collusion that was going on by the Obama administration across the board to try and prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. That's called a coup d'etat. And they were absolutely in on the coup d'etat. Now, where are they at today? Well, they're sort of scot-free, we think. I don't know. There's a lot of rumors about where a lot of these people are. Where is James Comey? He hasn't tweeted lately. I wonder what's really going on there. I don't know, but I have certain notions about me that maybe something has happened to
them. Firing Bob Mueller, we're continuing to work closely and cooperate with him. We look forward to seeing this hoax wrap up very soon. We think that it is just further evidence that the Democrats have no plan, they have no agenda, they have nothing to talk to about other than attacking this president. While they've been focused on Russia, this president has been focused on America. He's been focused on doing what is best for this country, and hopefully some of the Democrats will make some New Year's resolutions to come back and talk about working with this.
Well, we hope that they will. We don't know if they will. My suspicion is some of them will.
To help Americans instead of working to attack this president. It's gotten them nowhere, and I hope that the new year can bring some new things in.
Well, you know, Bill Hemmer, he's trying to play devil's advocate. It's not working.
Suggested that the intelligence community or some within the community conspired to prevent Donald Trump from winning last November. Now, does President Trump agree with that statement?
I haven't asked him directly about Senator Paul's statement, but I think that the senator, if he feels that there is something to be looked at, we absolutely should be looking at that. Look, Democrats and members of the liberal media have been attacking this president since day one and trying to delegitimize his victory. America came out loud and strong and very clear in support of not only the president, but of his agenda. And that's what we've been focused on, is enacting that every single day since we got.
Yep, we voted. This gets back to my point about Ben Rhodes and these sorry guys. I almost said something wrong. Almost didn't do it. I caught myself. I hope I can continue to catch myself. But my bigger point is, we elected Donald Trump. It's our turn now. And how's that working out for you those last 8 years of Obama? Hey, Ben, there's going to be a knock at your door pretty soon. Maybe in the middle of the night. Make plans, Ben. Make plans. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21art.com. And I know I've gotten numerous emails because I have a little ticker who shows me what's coming in. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our sister site, which is newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And I want to thank everybody nationally who is starting to contact us about New California and what's going on there. There's going to be a lot of changes in New California from the regular California. There's no question about economic changes, to be sure. No regulations in California. That's what we're offering. We're going to get rid of all the crappy things that are going on over there now. Just started. In business, you're welcome. You're welcome to come back to New California. 49th in the United States. That's the recent ranking for California for business environment. 50 is New York. So 50, see, the liberalism just is not working. So this time we're going to try ruralness. We'll see how ruralness and business work. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, and the websites are very, very important to go to. Also, the special announcement, today you'll be able to buy tickets for the Liberty Tour. Those of you that are out there, in this local area of Northern California, we're going to have the Liberty Tour in Yuba City, California, or Marysville, California, excuse me, changing the address around a little bit. And we're going to have some top-notch speakers talking about New California independence movement and the Constitution for the state of New California, which is going to be interesting, huh? It's going to look not anything like the current one in California. Absolutely not. Freedom and liberty will reign. The 51st state, New California. State.com is the website. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We need you in this fight, Americans, because you're exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.